Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cassidy, one of your Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, and you're watching the Believe in Colts podcast.
What's going on, Colts Nation? I'm Lawrence Owen. With me today is Rodney McLeod, as we do not have Gerard Powers, as he had real-life obligations to take care of this week. But Rodney, we have a huge, monstrous game against the NFC East team, your former team, the Philadelphia Eagles. How important is this game for the Indianapolis Colts coming in?
It's important because it's the next one. And, you know, we've obviously had a chance to start this new season off, right? That's how we're looking at it with the addition to Jeff Saturday now. And we have eight games remaining. We just knocked one off. And it's a 1-0 mentality, but it's very important for us to get a win at home. Another great challenge for us as a team. Eagles, man, they've done it all year. They've proven in every phase of the game that they are, you know, who everybody says they are. And you're not 8-0, you know, for you know what I'm saying? You're 8-0 for a reason. And last night, of course, they lost, but they're going to be looking to come in and get vengeance and show why, you know, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And I think we're looking to also prove to them, you know, why we think we're one of the better teams in the NFL. Despite our record, we're looking to get back on track. We're looking to get into that 500 column and make this run.
Absolutely. Now, I just want to I want to thank you on behalf of one of my personal friends who put $1,000 on the Indianapolis Colts being, you know, +4.5 against the team last week. So ooh, you won him a lot of money.
Hey, tell him split. Tell him, throw me something.
Absolutely. But if you want to bet, you got to remember Bet Online, because basketball is back. Bet Online remains your number one source for all your betting needs this season. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, game trends on Bet Online. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events, whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet Online, where the game starts. Now, we just watched, as you mentioned earlier, that the Philadelphia Eagles got their first loss against a team that just a couple weeks ago, we got a loss as well. I mean, it was very similar kind of looking, but they did it in a very different way. They weren't airing it out as much. They ran the ball 49 times. Even though they only got 3 yards per carry against the Eagles defense, they still ran it and ran it and ran it.
Yeah.
Can the Colts duplicate that game plan and use Jonathan Taylor and the running backs and maybe keep you guys on the sideline, keep you fresh? That way you could play at a high energy the entire game. Do you think that's a game plan that the Colts and Jeff Saturday might be able to duplicate?
I believe so. I think when you looked at that game last night, you saw the time of possession really stood out. And that's what you want to do, right, versus a good offense like the Eagles. You know, taking away Jalen Hurts and the Goddards and the Miles Sanders, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. All those guys, that offensive line, right? You limit them. But you also have to give credit to that defense, because that doesn't happen solely off the offense is doing, right? In Washington, that comes from getting stops and getting stops consistently. And the Commanders, clearly we saw that they were able to get 3 turnovers, which was the difference maker in that game. But also, they were very stingy. You know, they had several possessions where it was three and outs. And so I think that is the formula, is running the ball, staying committed to the run game. That's what you saw from Washington. They didn't really get away from their game plan. They understood how they wanted to attack Philly. They exploited their rushing defense yesterday. And I think teams are now going to start to key in on that. And obviously, we have a great offensive line, great running back, you know, multiple running backs who can get it done, honestly. And you saw that on display last week. So, I mean, I know for us coming into this week, we have to look at Washington's attack and see what worked. And also, you know, be ready on the outside when it's that time, because once you're unable to stop the run, that makes it, that opens things up on the outside. You get one-on-ones a lot more than maybe what Philly was accustomed to playing, and they took full advantage of that. So you got to tip your hat to the Commanders yesterday. They played an incredible game and did it on the road, too.
Now, this is being a former team. Obviously, you were playing with the Eagles for quite some time until this year. A lot of people want to throw out the term revenge game. Is that a real thing?
And I mean, it is in a sense. for everybody is different, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own personal reasons on what that game means to them and playing their team of old, right? Some people leave on good terms. Other people leave on bad terms, right? And so we're all impacted and affected differently as players. For me, I mean, I have a lot of brothers over there. And so I gave Philly everything I have for 6 years, man, blood, sweat, tears, won a Super Bowl there. So there's a lot of history. And of course, for me, I want to win. You know what I'm saying? I want to win because, like I said, it's the next game. But yeah, those are my guys, and it's a chance to compete and line up against them, and now lining up on the other side. Once we get in between those white lines, man, it's no friends. You know what I'm saying? They know that from me. They tease me a lot because I kind of had this, this attitude, a persona that, like, when I get on the field for warmups and stuff, man, I'm locked in. Like, I'm focused on getting my job done, getting my body right, and really putting myself in that zone, in that mode. For what's gonna happen throughout the game. And sometimes I might not say what's up to guys like that or be more approachable. It just all depends on when you catch me. For if it's early in the warm-ups, like, all right, I got you. But if it's a little late, sometimes I'm just in my mode, man. And so God sees me about that. Like, man, don't act like you don't know me. But I'm really looking forward to this one. Like I said, it's going to be fun. I'm excited for the challenge, man, because they have a lot of great players over there. And this is a chance for us to put a stamp on, you know, why we're one of the better defenses in this league.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, with your knowledge of the Philadelphia offense, I mean, this is actually kind of an interesting game, because there's not just you and the Philly connection. You also have Nick Sirianni and the Colts connection, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously Nick Sirianni is going to be talking a lot with his defensive coordinator, you know, about the Colts offense. Do you expect that Gus Bradley and the defensive coaches and stuff are going to kind of through this week kind of bleed your information a little bit?
They might. I think I might be, you know, able to speak more so from the defensive side of the ball. Like Matty Ice, him and I were talking yesterday a little bit, and he was trying to, you know, see if I had any insight for him on any players or coverages or things like that. So, I told him, gave him my thoughts and told him if he needs anything as the week goes on, you know, just let me know. Obviously, I was only in that scheme for 1 year, but can probably give some tips where needed. And I think offensively, I think, you know, our coach staff, man, has a great they do a great job at studying and getting us prepared. So, I feel as though they probably know everything there is and even more at this point from their level of preparation. But I'm always here to, give any advice that's needed. I mean, I know these guys very well, what they do best, what might work against them. So always looking for an edge, a way to exploit, you know, anybody. You need that competitive advantage, man. And when you have somebody who used to be in the building, you know, you have to use it, pick their brain a little bit to see what you can get.
Yeah. When Matty was asking you questions about the defense, did you tell him just stay away from number two?
I did. You know, Slay well, you know, from playing against him. And I did. I said, man, two can do it all, to be honest. You can press, play off, good feet. Yes, I wouldn't really go that way too much, but you know what I'm saying, just trust yourself, trust your arm, and get it there. Don't hesitate.
It's kind of the same way, you kind of say don't throw towards number five here on the Colts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Same kind of aspect. So a little bit about this defense. Now, obviously the Colts offense looked much better against the Raiders, but the Raiders are kind of a disorganized team right now. They had some of their top guys out. Mm-hmm. Right now, Philly, even though they're coming off this loss, they've got a very high-powered offense. But coming in, their defense, on the other hand, has been pretty good. They got some pretty darn good guys over there on defense. What is there any aspect of that defense that you feel like maybe the Colts could take advantage of?
I think, you know, last night you saw a little bit. And I think, you know, some of the commentators also, I hear them addressing it every week, is, you know, one, running the ball was very effective last night. I think you have to make those guys up front work. I mean, we know what they can do when, you know, now you're dropping back and passing the ball. They rush at a very high level, each individual up front. I think you have to keep them honest. You have to make them earn everything up front. And then you have to be able to try to attack the middle of the field. They're fast flowing defense, which works in their favor. But I think over the middle, they play a lot of too high. So you have to try to attack the middle of the field when it's open that way. And you know, you just have to be able to take your chances when you do get middle of the field close. But you know, all those guys can play, man. A lot of respect for everybody on that side of the ball. Dudes are balling. You know, the addition of Johnson, C.J. Johnson, man, he's six picks, leading the league right now. He continues to do it. My boy Marcus Epps over there, little bro, he's playing at a high level at safety. And then you just talked about Slay, and then the addition of Bradbury. They're a dynamic duo. And didn't even talk about T.J. Edwards, you know, in the middle. But, hey, man, like you said, last night may have been the formula to look at to see how you can make plays against that defense.
Absolutely. Now, on the defensive line, they have some pretty good guys over there. Josh Sweat, Hargrave, obviously Brandon Graham, and, you know, the man, Fletcher Cox.
Yeah.
But on that left side, you know, you got Cox and Graham, and we have a young guy, obviously a rookie, Bernard Raimann at left tackle. And then that's going to be a very good matchup right there at the guard position between Cox and Big Q. But of those two guys, you know, who would you, if you were an offensive play caller, who would you put more emphasis on doubling down on? Would it be Fletcher or would it be Brandon?
Well, BG's on the outside, so normally you're gonna get most of your double teams inside, and they have two good D tackles, man, with Fletch and Hargraves, both holding it down. And so I don't know. I mean, Fletcher's been doing it for a very long time. Hargraves was a good addition for us in Philly when he came over 2 years ago from the Steelers. And he's been able to, just make his presence felt at all times, not only in the run game, but, you know, now he's a huge asset when it comes to the passing attack over there. So you got to keep your eyes open on everybody, to be honest. I think, you know, we just have to come out, man, and play fearless, to be honest with you. knowing you respect players, but you never fear them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the mentality is that, look, we have good players too. You know, if you don't know me, you're going to find out about me come Sunday. That's how that offensive line, that's how we all have to treat it, because the reality is they're going to be talking about the Eagles all week. There's going to be very little talk about us. It's how do the Eagles get back on track going into Indy, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have to rise to the occasion. We have to show and improve and have them saying afterwards that, look, the coach did everything right on Sunday. They played at a higher level. They out-executed Philly. They stepped up to the challenge. They challenged their players, and they were the better team. Not anything that the Eagles necessarily did, right? Because we've heard that story before. So I think for us, it's just going in, being paying attention to every single guy on that field. You can't just lock in on one. You know, you have to treat all the same, and all requires our attention and our complete focus.
Absolutely. Now let's switch over to the offensive side. Now, obviously, when you were with the Eagles, you know, and anytime you practice, Jalen Hurts was holding that red jersey last year. Would it mean much to you if maybe a safety blitz was called?
That would mean a lot to me, man. That would mean a lot. So I don't know. Hopefully Gus, he sends me a couple times. I know one is savvy though. Got to watch for the dead leg. Got to watch the slip. He's a strong player. He has the ability, man, to escape the pocket. So, you know, we're going to have our eyes on him, but I can't miss the layup when that number's called.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you got a couple weapons over there on the Philly offense. Obviously Miles Sanders is still running at a good level. They brought in AJ Brown. They have Zach Pascal from the Colts, you know, former Colt over there, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert. It's really difficult to kind of hone in and say, we got to stop one guy, right? Mm-hmm. This is going to be a situation where the Colts defense just has to play kind of blanket coverage. Or you think?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the same thing. Like I said, just a few minutes ago, is that, you know, you have to pay attention to everyone. We know the skill group that they have and what they possess. Each receiver is different. Each running back is a little different over there. But they all utilize them to their strengths. And they play great team ball, right? Like, one isn't just forcing it to one individual person. You see 11 stand out the most, obviously. They have a great connection there when it comes to the deep ball. Whether it's a non-ball, it's a post. You know, you see him throwing in double coverage, and 11, you know, somehow makes an incredible grab. And, you know, we don't want to be on that tape, right? So we're going to do everything we can to avoid that. But to when he does make those sorts of throws, we have to make him pay. And I think you saw that last night, you know, where he tried to throw one in double coverage, and 22 was able to make a big play for the Commanders. And, you know, that changed the game. And that changes the mindset of the quarterback when you now see particularly a play that's worked all year for you. But now, you know, you starting to that one goes the other way. And now you create this seed of doubt within now the offense and the quarterback specifically. So we have to put pressure on one. And then, like you said, we have to win our one-on-ones outside. When our numbers call, when the opportunity presents itself, we have to show up and win. Because that's what you saw last night. A lot of guys making plays on the ball. They didn't back down, and knowing that it worked in their favor.
So, speaking of getting pressure, now obviously our defensive tackles, Grover Stewart, DeForest Buckner, have been doing that all season. You know, we have Yannick on one end, but we lost number one and number two defensive ends. You know, this past week. Now I don't know how quit he is right now, and we won't know until later. But with that situation going on, you know, Tyquan Lewis was playing really good football while Quiddy was out. Quiddy goes back out. How important is it for the third, fourth guy, you know, on that defensive end to go and play that strong side?
Yeah, they're going to have to step up, man. You know, they have tough shoes to fill, those guys, as we know, we've been without Ty for a little bit, and what he was able to bring to this defense and Quiddy during his return, you know, you saw his impact felt not only in the pass game, but definitely in the run game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great challenge for now who's asked to step up and fill those shoes, man. We're expecting the same thing. No drop off. We all have, you know, standards been set, and you have to meet that standard. So I have no doubt that those guys are going to come in, man, and contribute and be an asset for us this upcoming Sunday.
Absolutely. Man, I'll tell you what, I have been pleasantly surprised by a lot of the players on the Colts this year. I thought Paris Campbell, we see what he's doing now that he's staying healthy. He's out there making plays week after week. We got, honestly, I'll be honest with you, I've been pleasantly surprised with you, you know, coming in and being the impact player that you have been. And the rookie, you know, Mr. RT, you know, Thomas out there, he's been playing, he's balling out. What is a guy that has surprised you the most on this team? You come in, you see him, you go through the training camp, preseason and stuff, and then we get into the regular season, you're like, this dude's really stepping up and playing big time football.
Oh man, I think I didn't know much about Grove before I arrived here in Indy, to be honest with you. And you know, you see glimpses in camp, but it's a lot different when you line it up on Sundays, right? Practice is different than game, and not only preseason game, but we're talking about meaningful regular season games. And to see him do it at the level that he's doing it and consistently is impressive, man. And his energy off the field is like this joking, like teddy bear, right? Like all he wants to do, joke around, man. He's always high spirited, and he gets on that field and he just turns into a monster. And he's funny.
Like, yes, he is.
Like, he's on the field and he's like, we're on the sideline one game. Like, man, don't worry like about the run. Like, you got me. Like, and that's the mindset you want to have. Like, he has so much confidence in himself. He's just, man, he one of them guys that, like, I'm glad he's on our side, because he's wrecking havoc. You have to know where he's at. And I mean, you asked me the question earlier about who you're going to double team on Philly, and I think you have to present that same question to somebody over there. Is, all right, who do we want to double team up front? Do we want to go at 90 or do we want to take it at buck? Because you got a tough decision to make, and you mm-hmm. lead 91-1. Nine times out of 10, he's going to win. And it's going to be a nice battle up front, man. That offensive line is good, the same way that we have some guys on our side. It's going to be a good matchup to see.
Absolutely. Last topic before we get into the prediction. Real quick, Jalen Hurts, he can do it through the air. He can do it with his feet. The Indianapolis Colts traditionally over the years have used the contain method against mm-hmm. scrambling quarterbacks. A lot of other teams use the attack method mm-hmm. against scrambling quarterbacks. What's your preferred mode?
I think a good blend, to be honest. You know, you definitely want to make sure. I think the biggest thing is discipline. Discipline in your lanes when, you know, you want to keep them contained, us not getting too greedy, not getting bored, right, in a sense. And then when we do send pressure, we do have to be disciplined in our rush lanes, making sure that we're running the correct stunts, you know, who's ever looping is getting to where exactly where they need to and not bumped out of their gaps. That's going to be a huge emphasis this week for us, not only on first, second down, but of course, third down. When we're looking to get off the field and understanding that he can make plays with his legs, he can extend plays, and you don't want to live in that sort of world where, you know, you feel like the quarterback is able to do it all. And so we have to, like I said, make them one-dimensional, and then we have to play disciplined ball, not only up front, but in the back end, and knowing that sometimes, you know, guys going to make plays, and we have to be ready to plaster, stay on our guys a little bit longer, and just play complementary football in all three levels.
Absolutely. We're going to get into our predictions now. We did talk about on last week's show how you want to stop teams from even getting past the 50, and you almost did that for the entire first half against the Raiders last week.
We came close.
Yes, you did. That was impressive. The first four drives you held them, you know, before they even got to the 50. It was impressive as heck. This is going to be a much taller, very tall task against Philly and this offense led by Nick Sirianni. Man, obviously you're gonna predict a dub, right? I mean, you got to go walk in there and win against your former team, right?
Yeah, I like Indy. I like us for sure, and I also like the defense being able to get a couple turnovers on Sunday. That's going to come up big and help us win.
Absolutely. Now, last week I was, shall we say, a little hesitant to go with the Colts. I actually went with the Raiders because, let's face it, you know, the offense did not look good against the Patriots this past week. Jeff Saturday finally showed me, hey, he came in, he made an impact on the offense, he made some decisions. I think he did a very good job in his job. You know, what he was asked to do as a leader, as a game manager, as the game was going on, things of that nature. And then, of course, what he was able to do. I don't know how much impact he had with the offensive line. I'm sure he had some because, I mean, you could definitely see something there because the Colts were running the ball. They were getting push, and they only allowed one sack and one quarterback hit the entire game. So, you know, I feel like you kind of got to give that a little bit of credit to the interim head coach Jeff Saturday. With that being said, this defensive front is not, I mean, this defense for the Raiders, or the defense for the Raiders, is not the defense for Philly.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more names on this defense in Philly, right? Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a tall task for this offense. But as you said earlier, if we can get the run game going, which is possible, I feel like, against the Eagles, then a lot of other things could open up for this offense. I have faith in you guys on the defensive side. I have all year, and you've not shown me anything to sway my opinion on this. Like I said earlier on the last episode, number four defense when it comes to giving up yards in the NFL, that's an impressive mark. So what I've got the Indian, this is a home game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Come on.
12th man got to show up.
Bring him out.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I feel like it's going to be loud, especially with the first home game for Jeff Saturday, who is absolutely beloved here. And I think that could cause some problems for the offense, maybe help you guys get a like you said, a turnover or two, maybe three, maybe 10. Come on, let's keep it going.
Hey.
I got the Indianapolis Colts winning this game. And I think it's going to be a close, but I think we're going to have some scoring here. All right. I think this is going to be the first time in a while that I have got points as a total for a game. 31-27 Indianapolis. I know you're looking at this going, man, that's not much, you know, for us. Look,
it don't matter to me as long as it's a win.
We get a dub, right? We get that dub. That's what's important. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be difficult to handle Hurts. It's going to be difficult to handle A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and all those guys. But I think that you guys make the plays when it matters. And that is the big deal.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching Believe in Colts with myself and Rodney McLeod. If you're listening to this on an audio podcast, please make sure you download it, share it to your favorite social media. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that like button, share it, and check out the links in the description. And until next time, I'm Lawrence Owen. That's Rodney McLeod. This was Believe in Colts, brought to you by Bet Online. And as usual, go Colts.
Do you believe?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.